الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم مصطلحات ومراسلات باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear viewers and students at University of Science and Technology, Management Section Level 2, welcome to our learning symposium on air for the subject Commercial Correspondence, in which we will discuss the following. Introduction to Commercial Correspondence, Functions and Features of Business Letters, The Form of the Business Letter, Main Parts of the Business Letters, The Form of the Business Letter, Secondary Parts of the Business Letter, Styles of typing and punctuation in the business letter, addressing the envelope and email business correspondence, business terms and kinds of business correspondence, and finally, kinds of business letters. Now, dear students, after we see the topics in this course, let us move to the first point in this lesson. Differentiating the main kinds of correspondence, explaining both effective business letter and its functions, explaining basic features of effective business letters. Dear students, before we start with the first point, we need to understand the meaning of business letter. We can define business letter as a message that attempts to influence its readers to make some actions or attitudes desired by the sender. Our first point is about types of correspondence. There are three kinds of correspondence as follows. The first type is called private correspondence, also called personal. This type of correspondence is defined as letter exchange among friends and relatives, or personal or social matters. The second type is called official correspondence. This type of correspondence is defined as letters exchanged among governmental institutions, offices, or agencies at the international level or local levels. The core subject of this letter is entirely official. The third type is called business correspondence. This type of correspondence is defined as letters exchanged among business firms or business people, sellers and buyers. The core subject of this letter is entirely commercial. Now, dear students, as we discuss the main kinds of correspondence, we come to the second topic in this lesson, functions of business letters. There are three main functions of business letters as follows. They provide or give information to the reader. They obtain or get information from the reader. They build goodwill for the sender. In fact, business letters may have more than one of these functions to achieve at a time. Thus, beside the main purpose of the letter, it also aims to create a feeling of confidence in a firm that makes a customer trade with it rather than with another firm. And this is what we mean by goodwill. Now, as we discuss the meaning and functions of business letter, we come to discuss the basic characteristics of the effective business letter. Dear students, you should know that for a business letter to be effective, it should have the following two characteristics. Characteristics of the tone and the characteristics of the structure. First, characteristics of the tone. What we mean by the tone here is how words are organized to produce positive action by the reader. In this case, your customer. A letter that has the right tone receives greater attention than the one with improper tone. The characteristics of the tone include the reader's interest. When writing the business letter, you should adopt your reader's viewpoint, not your own. That is by trying to understand his or her needs, wishes, and interests, problems, and the best way of meeting these needs and wants. This is because readers are entirely concerned about their own needs. Therefore, when you write the business letter, you must put yourself in the reader's place and write a letter to customers with their viewpoint in your mind. Look at the following giving examples of the statement that hold different points of view. Writer's point of view. 1. Attach is a questionnaire we are sending to all our retail stores in this area. Reader's point of view. The attached questionnaire was designed to give us information so that we can make this year training program most useful to you and your sales forces. Our second point regarding the tone of the letter is courtesy and consideration. Courtesy and consideration means using polite and diplomatic expressions. It's the same quality that enables us to do a favor, refuse that favor, and at the same time keep a friend. To refuse a customer request for credit without demolishing the hope of future business with that customer. Courtesy also requires dealing quickly with all letters needing a reply. Answer them on the day you receive them if you can. It's discourteous to keep your correspondent, customer, or client waiting for an answer. In case you cannot deal promptly with the letter seeking information, write and explain why and when you will write again. Here are some examples as you can see on the screen. Please accept my apologies for not answering your letter soon. May I send you the booklet sometime during the coming week? Now the second characteristic of the tone is personalization. Personalization means using and adopting personal expressions rather than impersonal. You can do this one by using pronouns I and we. But while looking for opportunities to use the pronoun you, you should not go to an extreme to avoid the pronouns I and we. In fact, the use of these pronouns helps establish better relationship with the reader and gives personal touch to your writing. Look at the following examples that show the difference between personal and impersonal statements. Hoping to hear from you soon, this is impersonal. Personal, I or we hope to hear from you soon. Number two, looking forward to our next meeting. Personal, I or we look forward to our next meeting. Other characteristics of the tone are naturalness and sincerity. Naturalness and sincerity are about the sender writing with genuine interest to the reader. The sender should try hard to make his writing sound natural and sincere. Let us look at some examples on how to do that. Do not say, "I have the pleasure in informing you." Say, "I'm pleased to tell you." Do not say, "Please favor us with an early expression of your views." Say, "Please let us have your opinion soon." 3. Do not say, "At your earliest convenience." Say, "As soon as you can," or "As soon as possible." Our last point regarding the characteristics of the tone is a proper tone. Proper tone, it's important to avoid expressions that are likely to antagonize the reader, making him feel angry, especially in situations involving an error, replying to a complaining letter, claim for damage, or the refusal of a request. Your letter will create better feeling and be more persuasive when you use positive words rather than negative ones. Look at the following examples to see the difference between positive and negative expressions. Negative tone: we made a very careless error. Positive tone: the error was ours. Negative tone: we cannot check your order because you did not send the payment. Positive tone: we shall be glad to ship your order as soon as we receive your check. Now, dear students, as we discuss characteristics of the tone, we come to discuss characteristics of the structure. This means contents of the message and its organization. A good letter is that having a text organized in logical, coherent, and forceful manner so that it leads to the composition of compact and clear message. Qualities of the structure include the following: clarity. Clarity means transferring the writer's thoughts to the reader without misunderstanding. In fact, it is the most important factor in writing communications. The letter must be understandable and sentences should be short. It's also important to avoid the over-frequent use of such conjunctions as and, but, however, consequently, etc., as these make sentences long. Now, dear students, you should always remember that your main goal of writing business letter is commercial and that you need your reader to understand the message you write. In order to attain clarity in the business letter, you should consider the following. First, use simple, plain, and familiar words and prefer short words to long when possible. Look at the examples on your screen. Avoid accomplish, say do. Avoid purchase, say buy. Avoid utilize, say use. Avoid in the near future, say soon. Avoid at the present time, say now. Avoid for the reason that, and say because. Second, be consistent and avoid repeating words that have different meanings and try not to use different words to express exactly the same meaning in order not to confuse your reader, in this case, your customer. The following show you examples of both unclear and clear statements and questions. Avoid: how do you account for the fact that the account is wrong? Say: how do you explain the fact that the account is wrong? Avoid: please quote your best price for your best quality coal. Say: please quote your lowest price for the best quality coal. Third, use precise and reasonably short sentences. You should also punctuate the letter content correctly and use active voice instead of passive voice. Look at the following example to see the difference between passive and active voice. Avoid: he was granted a loan by us. But you can say: we granted him a loan. Avoid: payment of their account will be made by Usama next month. You can say: Usama will pay their account next month. Now, dear students, we come to the second characteristic of the structure, conciseness. Conciseness means saying everything you have to say in the fewest possible words. Conciseness is an extension of two elements, clarity and courtesy. Thus, if you eliminate some words from sentence and that sentence loses either clarity or courtesy, then it's not concise but merely brief. Examples: avoid: please see that an inquiry is conducted to determine the reason. You can say: please find out the reason. Avoid: the information is needed in connections with. But you can say: the information is needed for. Avoid, in the course of the next few days. Say, during the next few days. The third characteristic of structure is called good organization. Organized writing is usually clear, concise, forceful, and easily understood. Sometimes, the difference between good and bad organization lies in putting ideas and their proper order. To achieve good organization in your letter, you should first plan your letter, and this includes 1. Writing down all the points you want to cover. 2. Arranging these points in a logical order. 3. Relating all the units to your message together so that one idea leads to another. 2. Paragraph your letter. Most letters have 3 paragraphs. The first takes the form of an introduction or acknowledgement that there has been a previous correspondence. The second gives information and states facts. The third refers to future actions. By this, dear students, we come to the end of the first lesson. We discussed the main forms of correspondence, the personal, official, and commercial correspondence. We also defined the meaning of effective business letter and its functions. We finally explain characteristics of the tone and structure as basic features of effective business letters. Dear students, our next lesson will be about the main parts of the business letter. Until then, I wish you all the best. Thank you for watching us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
مصطلحات ومراسلات باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيّا.